This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Today, the lower Kuskokwim River is open to gill nets for 12 hours until 6 p.m. The opening applies to the federal waters of the Kuskokwim River from the river's mouth to the National Wildlife Refuge boundary at Aniak. In these federal waters, gill nets are limited to 6-inch mesh, 45 meshes in depth. Net lengths are restricted to 100 feet above the Johnson River and 300 feet below the Johnson River. Nets cannot stretch across more than half of a waterway. King salmon caught in these nets can be kept, as can kings caught in fish wheels, dip nets, beach seines, and hook and line. All gill nets must have an attached keg or buoy with the fisherman's first initial, last name, and address written on it. Phone numbers are helpful but not required. Salmon spawning tributaries remain closed to gill nets. Following today's opening, a portion of the Middle River will remain open beginning at 6 p.m. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is lifting restrictions on king salmon fishing from the refuge boundary at Aniak downriver to the bluffs below Kalskag. These waters will then fall under state management, joining the Middle and Upper Kuskokwim in full-time open subsistence fishing until further notice. This decision to open the waters in front of Kalskag follows precedent from previous years and comes about a week earlier than past summers. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service made the decision to open these waters in consultation with the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission. The reasoning is that Kalskag area fishermen need more time to achieve the same salmon harvest as lower river fishermen, since Kalskag area salmon catches are reduced during federal openings. The entire Kuskokwim River is scheduled to fall under state management on the 1st of July. The number of fishing violations on the Kuskokwim River is going down. Alaska wildlife troopers patrolling the length of the river have issued 42 citations for various violations since the first fishing opener on June 8th. Since then, the number of fishermen receiving citations has decreased with each fishing opening. The most common citation on the Kuskokwim River has been overlength nets. The other offenses have been fishing during a closed period, oversized mesh, and not carrying life vest. Troopers have contacted hundreds of fishermen during their patrols. Trooper spokesperson Megan Peters calculates that troopers have issued citations to about 6% of the fishermen they've contacted. That means most fishermen on the Kuskokwim, or about 94% of them, are complying with regulations. A U.S. Supreme Court decision is impacting the enforcement of fishing regulations on the Kuskokwim River. For the first time in at least 7 years, no federal wildlife officers are patrolling the lower Kuskokwim River during king salmon season. The Department of the Interior chose to withhold federal officers following a decision in March by the U.S. Supreme Court. In Sturgeon v. Frost, the High Court ruled in favor of moose hunter John Sturgeon, who is driving a hovercraft through Alaska's Yukon-Charley Rivers National Preserve when the Park Service stopped him and ordered him off his hovercraft. State law allows hovercrafts in Alaska, but the National Park Service does not on federal lands. Sturgeon's attorneys argued that it's up to the state to decide what kind of transportation can be used in Alaska's navigable waterways through federal land under ANILCA, the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act. The court agreed and ruled unanimously in favor of sturgeon. The state of Alaska celebrated. Governor Mike Dunleavy called the decision, quote, an important moment for Alaska's sovereignty. While the ruling contains language leaving federal subsistence fishery jurisdiction in place through federal lands in Alaska, authorities now say they are not sure they have the authority to enforce it on the lower Kuskokwim River, where the river passes through the Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge. Refuge manager Ray Bourne says the Trump administration has decided to put the issue on hold pending clarification.
Based on the Sturgeon decision, the Department of Interior has decided not to send any refuge officers out on the river until we resolve what that Supreme Court decision means.
In other words, they haven't decided whether the landmark Katie John ruling on which federal subsistence fishing regulation is based allows federal authorities to enforce it. About 200 miles of the lower river falls within the Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge. And this year, like several years before, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has taken over management of the king salmon fishery in these federal waters. That management situation remains in place, but for now, it's just Alaska wildlife troopers patrolling the lower river for the first time in 7 years during king salmon season. And in health news, Alaska has made some improvements, but still ranks near the bottom of all states in the nation for children's well-being. That's according to data in the annual report on how kids and teens are doing, released by the Annie E. Casey Foundation based in Baltimore. The good news is that Alaska has the lowest rate of babies born dangerously underweight. That is attributed to the state working with tribal health organizations to provide regional care. The bad news is Alaska has the highest percentage of teens who abuse alcohol and also the highest rate of child and teen deaths, with 52 per 100,000 ages 1 through 19 dying. The report does not say what caused the deaths, but state data indicates most were suicides or injuries, including snow machine and ATV crashes. Overall, in the four major categories measured in the Kids Count survey, Alaska ranked 50th in health, 49th in education, 33rd in economic well-being, and 21st in family and community. According to a story in the Anchorage Daily News, Trevor Storrs, president and CEO of Alaska's Children's Trust, attributes Alaska's poor ratings to the fact that while other states have made major improvements for children, Alaska has not. The report was largely based on data from 2017. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for the news in Yukdun coming up.